In the ongoing effort to avoid commercials on our show, we bring you a commercial from us. My subby and I have created a boutique adult toy store on my website. We have handpicked items that are low cost and show up on your doorstep with all of your other Amazon packages. Make sure, though, that you open them, not your kids. Go to kristenkellogg.com or find the link in the notes of this episode. We will get a percentage of the sales from the items exclusively on my storefront. You get some special items to enhance your FLR, and we all win without a stupid-ass commercial.
That is one of the biggest ideas or concepts that I'm submitting that part of my body to you. And that's a pretty significant part of a male's body.
Yeah. And
you know what I mean?
It's also a pretty significant sign of trust.
Right.
This podcast is intended for mature audiences only. If you are not 18 years of age or older, there are thousands of other podcasts you can listen to, and you can come back and visit us when you are 18. This podcast is meant solely for entertainment. We are not licensed doctors, lawyers, or therapists. We simply have a fascination with the lifestyle and a love to share it with you and get your thoughts and opinions.
Hey everyone, join me on my journey from living a 100% vanilla life to tiptoeing into a whole new world I never knew existed. Exploring a life that puts a whole new spin on sex and its meaning to me. From chastity devices and cuckolding to my experiences and the lifestyle. I have met some amazing people and had some crazy experiences and learned a lot about myself along the way. Welcome to Christine's FLR podcast.
Welcome back. Hi, Subby.
Hi, how you doing?
Happy to have you here.
And where are we?
We are at a campground.
We are.
We are back.
The backstory on that.
Yes, let's do a little.
Yeah, jump right into it.
Yeah, we're going to have Christine's camping podcast and Christine's moving podcast. Mm-hmm. All we'll just give you a little bit of a life update while this really loud vehicle goes by on the highway by us here.
I don't know if you can hear it or not.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we are back in our camper.
Yep.
We spent the last week in April for my birthday in Florida. I mean, that's not why we were in Florida, but...
No, that was a dual purpose.
It was really nice to be in 80-some degree weather and humid and have the sun on my face.
Be in the ocean.
And be in the ocean. It was very grounding and great for my mental health.
Mm-hmm.
We also avoided all the flooding that was happening back home, which
in
was...
Minnesota.
Yep. So we are back in our camper.
Quickly, geographically, folks, if you're not familiar with the Mississippi River, begins in Minnesota, and there's a lot of snow that melts in the spring, and flooding happens often. And then, of course, that water makes its way all the way down to Louisiana, causing havoc all the way down. Well, it starts in Minnesota.
Yeah. So our campground was underwater.
Yep.
We had pulled our camper out prior to going to Florida.
Which was a brilliant move.
It was more my laziness, but it worked out well because we parked it in the apartment parking lot and just hauled our stuff right down the stairs into the camper.
Easiest move ever.
Yes. Prior to going to Florida, we moved our daughter out of her apartment and put some of her things in the other daughter's apartment.
Yep.
And she is staying in between my daughter's apartment and her boyfriend's parents until her apartment can be leased. And then our girls are moving in together.
Right.
Which is mind-blowing.
Right. Well, that's a whole another thing.
Stop it right now.
It's a great plan that she has. It's a little bit of sacrifice for a short amount of time, but the payoff is really good. And I'm really proud of her for making that choice.
Yeah. She's saving a ton of money by doing this this way. And in addition to her moving around, we moved out of our apartment and also moved my mom into an apartment.
Yep.
And then...
Which is in the same building we were in.
Yep.
So that was pretty easy also.
It was. We lucked out. A lot of stairs.
Yep.
I think my Apple Watch said I did 47 flights.
Yeah.
That was like ridiculous.
Let me tell you though, it's so much easier moving that furniture down the steps than
it is
up.
Yep. It sure was. So she is situated Mm-hmm. And we actually, if I don't know, you probably can't hear it, but we have our daughter's, one of our daughter's dogs, mm-hmm. and 24-foot travel trailer with two adults, a 13-year-old boy, and a not-so-small black lab.
But he is a good boy.
He is also whining at the door right now because he can hear us out here. We are sitting at a picnic table.
Yeah, we are.
Recording this.
Yep.
Your son is also moving the end of this month.
At the end of May,
yep. We will also be moving your mother again.
At some point.
All the moving.
All the moving in the spring again.
All the moving parts, yes. We just did this last year. Yep. So, and then I think people will be situated for a while. I don't know. The girls might move out of state. We don't know, but that will happen in the fall.
Yep.
We'll see. We can, well, we could technically probably be in our campground now.
We could be. That's what the word is. We just got that
yesterday. But we didn't know. We're not at our campground. We're at a KOA.
We're at a KOA.
Because
I'm working in the, we'll just say the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul area, and we no longer live in that area. So to have to work, quote, out of town, which is actually in town, but out of town for us, it's way more beneficial to be at a campground than for me to get a hotel room.
Yeah, especially since all of our stuff is
in
the camper.
Comes right with me with my wonderful wife and the terroristic son.
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding.
He's
I'm totally kidding.
He's not really a terrorist.
No.
He is quite full of energy, though.
Yes, he is.
Can be quite exhausting. He's also sleeping right now, and hopefully he will sleep through this since we've recorded it once.
Yeah, we're going to
give her another go.
Try it again.
Well, I think that wraps up Christine's camping podcast. The other campground is open. We just haven't had time to get up there and open that camper up, but...
It'll all fall into place. Yeah.
The 1984 camper has some things that need to be addressed.
Yeah.
Little projects here and there.
Anybody that owns a camper long-term kind of knows that there's little projects each spring that you need to take care of. And like, we've done a lot of modifications to this one. So there's some things that are not in the normal on this camper that that need to be addressed.
But
not major things, just little tweaks to get things back up and running and stuff, but we're going. The solar's working great.
Yep.
Everything else is working pretty good. We just have some tweaks.
Yep.
Yep.
So that's the Christine's camping podcast.
Yep.
On a different note, podcast topic.
Yeah, let's stay on the podcast topic.
I like it. The Courses and Cages podcast that I had previously talked about in other episodes is being revamped prior to even being released. Yeah. We are now going to be the Dirty Wives podcast. And
love that.
The name is fantastic.
So much.
I don't have a drop date. We're thinking it will probably be in the fall because we want to be a little bit more prepared. And
way more prepared than we were with this one and with the Control podcast.
Yeah. And we really want to focus on getting this podcast back on track and getting it out on a weekly basis. Mm-hmm. And we also relaunched the Erotic Stories podcast. For anybody that
surprising is that
it's gotten an immense amount of downloads. Anybody that doesn't know what the Erotic Stories podcast is, it is basically me just narrating some erotic stories,
and we color it up with some sound effects and sounds and stuff like that.
Yep.
Previously it was just samples of things that you've done in order to be sort of like a storefront for you know, people ordering. And one day, I don't know, a month or so ago, maybe 2 months ago, I just happened to look at what the numbers were for it, and I was shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Like, holy fuck. So then I'm thinking, if these people are taking the time to listen to this, let's make this a way better podcast. So, like I was saying, they were like 2 minute samples or something like that of a 6 to 8 to 10 minute audio that was recorded. Instead of that, now I'm going through and making each one of them the full audio that was recorded, coloring it up with some sounds and whatever. And then we are also recording new episodes as well and doing the same thing. So if you are a listener to this podcast and you like that sort of thing, please, please, please go over and subscribe to that. It is not on Apple.
No. That's been
an ongoing fight for 2 months.
Yep.
It is on Spotify, iHeart, all that stuff. So go over there. Please leave us a good rating. And please be patient as I revamp all the episodes. There's like 43 episodes or something like that.
Yeah. There's a lot of moving parts going on,
yeah.
Literally and yeah. metaphorically. So yeah. they're full episodes, 8 to 10 minutes, roughly.
Yeah, whatever it was that you recorded.
If you want to listen without commercials, they are available on my OnlyFans
yes.
for sale.
Yep, super cheap.
Yeah, it's like the lowest price we can put it yeah. at on there. Yep. And I think you can download them. I'm not 100% sure. I'm pretty sure you can.
They're MP3s, so yeah. you should be able to.
So you can download them there.
Carry them with you.
Yep, have them whenever you choose to listen.
Yes.
And again, it's just me narrating some mm-hmm. not safe for work stories or erotic
yes.
stories.
Yes.
What else were we going? Oh, my website.
Yes. ChristineKellogg.com is a whole different thing now.
Yep. It's now a pod page.
Yep.
And it's fantastic. It has a lot of options. You can email me through there. Mm-hmm. You can listen to the podcast through there.
You can. And on that, I know that there's some listeners who wait to hear the episodes when they're on Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
And this may be another way for them to do that without having to wait because they go up right away. And,
yep.
you know, sometimes I forget to put them on Patreon.
And I mean, I know how to do it, but I also forget.
It's,
and
yeah, it's just one of those things that's not automated or whatever. But this is brilliant because I think you should be able to listen to the episode right on
mm-hmm.
any web browser on your phone, computer, iPad, tablet, whatever you have.
Any
browser, you should be able to listen to it.
Yep. You can also leave me voicemails.
Yeah.
Which is
really
interesting.
Cool. Yep. Yeah. So leave a question.
Yeah.
That'd be fantastic.
Yep. And
then
I can
we'll play them too.
Yeah. I can play them on the podcast yeah. or, you know, whatever you're comfortable with. And if you don't want me to play it on the podcast, just let me know. I obviously will keep your identity secret or confidential.
Yep.
Speaking of Patreon, thank you to my patrons. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you. I appreciate the people that hang on and still listen to this podcast when yeah. we've been a little bit sporadic. And
absolutely.
When it gets posted, this podcast isn't going anywhere. It's very important to me.
It is.
Things have just kind of, I mean.
Well, we had a booth
mm-hmm.
where it could be recorded over the winter and stuff. And now we don't have that. So we have
yeah.
to be a little bit more creative with how that's done. And we haven't been able to do that in the last couple of weeks because of all
yeah.
the moving parts and all of that. We maybe could have done one in Florida, but
it would have been a little
didn't.
Hard with the girls.
Yeah.
We didn't really have any alone time. I mean, this trip was their Christmas present to
yeah.
us. So
yep. the environment did not present
yeah,
itself.
It was really a family focused vacation.
Right.
We did a lot of things with them. We were always together and,
right.
you know, we didn't want to take time away from that because it was important to them. So,
right. but we do have this sweet little portable setup now.
Yes.
With some decent mics and all that stuff. So this podcast won't have any video. This
right.
is just an audio podcast.
Yep. Mainly because we just woke up and did it. And
yeah, yeah, that has something to do with it.
We look totally like campers right now.
Portable podcasts in the future could have video.
Yep.
Because we have GoPros.
And the background will probably always be a little bit different.
Yeah.
Might be the back of our camper. Might be something else. Hard to say.
Could be.
Anything.
Yep.
I don't know if I finished
That's
what I was trying to say about Patreon.
I'm
just
sorry,
that
go ahead.
I appreciate you and thank you for hanging in there.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
I appreciate the support and I love the connections that I've made with the people on Patreon.
Yeah.
I truly enjoy my ladies group.
Yeah.
I have been a little out of it lately. I don't know if it's with all the changes or what's going on. I mean, life is really chaotic right now. Like, we're not really practicing chastity at the moment. I mean, our FLR is still our FLR.
Yeah.
It's just kind of everything else is just kind of taking a time out at the
mm-hmm.
moment.
It's a big transition time.
There is a lot of transitioning and,
yep. and we're sorting things out. And
I have ADHD or OCD or something
wow.
and I get so overwhelmed so easy. And then, you know, my son has ADHD and this is a big change for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just been a little bit overwhelming for me. So the main reason I want to bring this up is because it's important to know that life can get in the way and, you know, take a time out and just try and, you know,
mm-hmm.
muddle through whatever's going on and it'll
right.
all come back to
right.
where it's supposed to be. And
take care of the important things. Your connection is still your connection. That doesn't change,
yep.
you know, but take care of the things that need to be taken care of and
yep.
it'll be fine.
And I think that if we weren't in this dynamic, all of these things and all of this chaos could have been far more problematic
oh,
for our relationship.
For sure.
So I'm very thankful that this is a dynamic that we live. It's not by any means perfect,
nope.
but
and nothing's really perfect,
no.
you know,
it's what I just really wanted to say how much I appreciate, you know, everybody hanging in there and
mm-hmm.
like the ladies group is so, I always look so forward to that. The last one I was a little bit out of sorts. I had a tooth that was really, really bothering me
yeah.
that is gone. I feel almost human again, which is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, being in Florida and being in the ocean and having some sunshine really helped a lot too. Mm-hmm. So terrible timing for a trip being that it was the last week in April, but well, I did get to spend my birthday in some sunshine. So that was fantastic.
Absolutely.
Long drive, but well worth it. In addition.
And you're having ladies group.
This Thursday. Yes. Ladies group is this Thursday, which is May 11th.
Right.
It'll be at 7 Central Time.
Correct.
I will do my, it might be a little bit like Vegas for the ladies that were there when I did the Vegas one. It was a little bit choppy with the Wi-Fi, but I think we are working on a solution that should make it.
We are. So we have a Starlink dish, which thankfully we were grandfathered into the plan that we have. So right now,
it's pretty worthless.
Dishy is fucking awful.
Yeah, because there's trees everywhere. Right. So we're going to try and modify and accommodate to hopefully get a better signal so that I can do the Zoom meeting.
Yep.
I'm also not recording them anymore. Unless somebody specifically is very interested in being in one and they message me on Patreon and tell me that, you know, I really can't be there, but I would love to hear what's talked about. Mm-hmm. Then I will record, and any of the ladies in the group, I'll let you know if I'm going to record the Zoom meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I've only had a couple requests for the ladies group that I, the ladies groups that I did record. I did not record the one in Vegas because it was so terrible. I kept getting kicked off.
Of the expensive Wi-Fi that we paid for, which
ridiculous.
Was maddening.
So I just chose not to. I think people will feel more comfortable opening up and things like that. And, you know, if you're not able to make it and it's something where it's really important for you to have that, then just reach out and let me know. And I'll give everybody in the group a heads up that I am going to record, so you can turn your cameras off if you so choose. But I think, I mean, I'm excited. I'm excited to talk to everybody, and I feel much better this month than I did last month. So I'm excited about that.
On the topic of talking to people.
Yes.
We are both on the OWL app. Christine is available almost all the time. If she's not live, you can request her to go live. Sometimes it'll work, sometimes it won't.
Yep.
Depending on what she's doing. I'm live during the day mostly on my side, but I'd rather have those calls
come through me in the evening.
Right. If you want to talk to me about FLR things, which I'm totally good with talking, you know, about that stuff, call Christine on the OWL app, OWWLL app. And everything will be in the show notes.
Yep.
And
there's a code that you can use. Yep.
Right. So you would call her and you could just ask for me because we'll be together. And that will be in the evenings. During the day, I can take calls about like podcasting stuff or social media stuff or
and everything,
any of that techie.
Everything on the OWL app is confidential. You're not searchable unless you leave a review. If you leave a review, then I believe you're searchable, but it's all discreet. Like, I don't have your phone number
when
you call me and things like that. It's all confidential.
Yep.
And it's, you're not searchable in the app when you start your profile.
And the OWL app isn't a lifestyle app by any means. It's
it's
experts or knowledgeable people on whatever topic. So there's lawyers and there's doctors.
Wellness coaches.
All the, so many people in industry and professions and all that stuff. So there's a real wide array of people that you can talk to about anything. I know that the owner of the OWL app, the developer of the OWL app, actually had testicular cancer in December. And he really leaned on people within his own app to talk to them about what to expect. What should I do? How should I look at this? All that stuff.
Yeah.
And so that was... that was wonderful for him, he said, because he had a community to lean on. So
yeah, and it's a really cool app. I mean, you pay to call people, but it's really inexpensive. I think in the beginning, it's like $1 for 10 minutes. Yep. I can't remember exactly. And if I'm not live, you can request for me to be live. Other than homeschooling my son, I'm pretty readily available for the most part.
Yeah.
And, you know, like if you want to talk to my subby, maybe in the evening hours are better because then we'll be together because he's working during the day.
Right.
And on that note, you know, he is also starting his own business for short form video editing, short form content editing, things like that.
That's been going for a little while, but things are picking up again about, you know, died down for a little bit. And now things are kind of picking up again. Speaking of OWL, I'm editing their podcast, which is kind of cool. On that note, there's an episode that dropped last Friday. It's Rebecca Norrington. Listen, if you want to find happiness in your life, please listen to that episode.
Mm.
She is, I can't even think of the words. She's like, so the podcast opens up with, tell me, how much has worrying helped your problem?
Mm-hmm.
And Jason, the host, responds, it hasn't. Her response is, then stop it.
Mm-hmm. Which is much easier said than done. I am a huge worrywart. I have a lot of anxiety about a lot of things. But
so that episode is like an hour long, but she gives you so many tools to help you really wrangle in your situation, mm-hmm. you know.
I also, when we were driving back from Florida, listened to an audiobook, and I'm not quite done with it, but it's called Girl, Wash Your Face. And that is also a pretty interesting, it's kind of a little bit religious heavy in some areas. Like she's mm-hmm. a little bit God heavy about things, but. Mm-hmm.
But the nuts and bolts of
The nuts and bolts of it are actually, it's really about changing your perspective and that your mm-hmm. thoughts really do have power.
And no, we don't have an Audible code that you can do. And jump on your Audible and find it.
Well, and it, I mean, it's even if you'd prefer to read the actual book.
And do that too.
Yeah. It's actually, things. Yeah. And I think it's an older book, but it's a pretty phenomenal book. Just like the Come As You Are book.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty fantastic book. I never actually read the whole thing, but my wife did. And she said it's phenomenal. It's about learning about yourself and exploring yourself and getting comfortable with your own body and specifically your own vagina.
Yeah.
And I think I've talked about it on here before. We'll probably talk about it on the Dirty Wives podcast. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned for that. But those are just a couple book recommendations or podcast recommendations mm-hmm.
for sure.
And mainly those are coming up just because of kind of where my mindset has been lately. I've been a little bit of a negative Nancy.
Well, it's not even that. It's just, you know, this whole transition thing, and transitions for anybody can be difficult.
Yeah.
Right.
Especially for me. But yes,
you're not really focused on your daily grind or your daily activities or whatever. You have all these different little metaphorical fires that you need to put mm-hmm. out and make it through this transition. So that's where we are. And we're on kind of the tail end of the transition. Mm-hmm. Now we're finding our groove with some things and same with this podcast, you know. We had a booth to record it in before, and now we don't have the booth, but we have the cool portable setup, and we'll be able to continue it now.
Well, and the other thing is, too, it's really hard for me to record this podcast. Well, specifically, I much prefer to record it with my subby because mm-hmm. he brings out good conversation. But in addition,
rumor is people want me on this podcast more.
Listen, it's my fucking podcast.
A little birdie told me.
Yeah. But
another little birdie from Canada told me that I should just do episodes on my own on this podcast, too.
Not happening. It's not Brian's FLR podcast.
Maybe with permission.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
Would you be interested in that? Would you like to hear my subby do a podcast episode without me?
How fucking scary would that be? Oh, look, there's a little thing coming our way.
Little remote control car.
Yep.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Oh, please.
And it's off.
Oh.
Yeah, if you're interested in...
And we're back.
And just my subby doing an episode. I mean, it might make me a little sad, but...
We'll see.
The hell do you have time to do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
What else were we talking... Oh, it's just really hard for me to record this podcast when I'm in a shitty frame of mind, I guess, kind of. And we have so much going on and whatever. So I feel much better. And like I said, the trip to Florida was nice. It was a nice break. And it gave me the ability to kind of just refocus.
Settle down a little bit.
Things are settling down a little bit. So it's getting easier. You know, we're kind of getting back into the groove of being in the camper and things like that. Mm-hmm. So things should get back to normal soon. Fucking normal. What is that?
Into a groove.
Yes.
Yeah.
I also wanted to touch on an email that I got. I didn't.
Yes.
I hadn't responded to it yet, but.
We're going to do it right now.
Yes. I received it from a gentleman who is a submissive male and has a dominant wife and has been married for 33 years. Congratulations. That is a long fucking time.
Props to you.
He mentioned something about having a female-led relationship, but his wife is not interested in formalizing it. And I see the benefits.
Does that mean labeling it?
I don't know.
Maybe that's what that means.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I've said this before, the labels don't really matter, but I can see the benefit of having the labels. Mm-hmm. I mean, it puts some more, it like solidifies the dynamic a little bit.
That is maybe a little bit of pride in it, maybe a little boasting or a little, you know.
Yeah. And it can be totally overwhelming. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially, you know, he's 58. I would assume she's of a similar age. That's a whole different, I mean, you grew up a whole different way.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a whole different? Or whole nother?
Not nother. Please, folks, stop saying nother.
Yeah.
It's not a word.
So I thought it was interesting, and I do appreciate that he recognizes being patient.
Mm-hmm. That's huge, by the way.
Yes, it is.
So,
yes.
Yeah, it's really huge because pushing this thing is only going to make it worse, mm-hmm. right? It's only going to push it further away from you.
Right.
So and, patience is huge.
Right. Which can be so hard when you're so excited about what this can look like. And
totally understand. And I totally identify with that.
Yeah.
So
props to you for being patient.
Yeah.
That is fantastic. It's a little hard for me when I get these emails too sometimes because people will tell me, you know, how beneficial my podcast has been. And I don't know, imposter syndrome is real. And
is.
I just think, How does what I have to say help somebody? But well, I'm so glad it does because that's the whole reason
that I do this. Of what we're doing.
Yes.
Right. And we're not perfect. We don't have all the answers. We're just talking to you about what we know.
I mean,
and what we've come across. And
we are as fucking real as it gets.
Yeah.
I mean, we're
in a fucking campground with a plane flying over the top and
two,
kid playing with the
yeah,
fucking
there's two kids remote. Playing with a remote control car like fucking 100 feet from us.
Welcome to our world.
Yeah. I mean, they obviously can't hear what we're saying.
No.
And there's planes flying over. I mean, this the sound quality of this may not be what we're normally, you know, when we don't have a booth, but these mics are pretty fantastic.
Yeah,
so.
I super love that we have these mics.
He's also interested in chastity. He has been participating in chastity, even though his wife seems to have a disinterest in it.
Mm-hmm.
Touching on that,
which
we have touched on in the past, I think it's hard to get the perspective that this is more than just the device being on your private parts. And
right.
I think it's kind of a shock. I mean, it's hard for me because I was like, fuck yeah, let's do this. But
right.
I think that getting over the concept or the misconception that chastity is participated in because you don't want to have sex with your partner or you don't trust your partner is very misleading. And
mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people need to focus more on the mental aspect of the chastity rather than focusing on the physical.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly enjoy the physical appearance. Mm-hmm. I certainly enjoy the physical appearance of a mm-hmm. metal cage. That's just my preference.
Mm-hmm.
I can see where it might be a little overwhelming, especially for somebody in their 50s or 60s to
well, of any age to
really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. It
because
seems the young.
It's not normal.
Yeah. It seems the younger generation is a little bit more open-minded
maybe.
To things like that.
Yeah.
And maybe not. I mean, I don't know. I'm 44. I don't know nothing about the younger generation. I mean, my daughter is constantly throwing me for curves left and right.
Yeah.
She's going to be 20. So,
yep.
I mean, I love the more open-mindedness that seems to be coming up with the younger generation, mm-hmm. and it makes me feel so fucking old to say those words.
Nah.
But here we are.
Just different.
I'm in my fuck it 40s,
yep.
right? So, I mean, again, with the chastity, be patient.
Mm-hmm.
And just allow her time to adjust. Again, maybe present it in a perspective of, you know, just because it's in chastity doesn't mean, you know, you can't use it. You're in control. Take it off when you want.
Yep.
And maybe talk more about the aspect of it's a symbol of trust.
Well, it's a huge symbol of trust and it's a huge symbol of submission, right? I am submitting that part of my body to your control,
mm-hmm.
right? So that is one of the biggest things when it comes to chastity. That is one of the biggest ideas or concepts
mm-hmm.
that I'm submitting that part of my body to you. And that's a pretty significant part of a male's body.
Yeah. And
you know what I mean?
It's also a pretty significant sign of trust.
Right.
You know?
So that's a huge thing. It's not just an accessory that you put on or a kink or something like that. It's really a symbol.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of the connection that you have.
And I think I've said this before, too, that I think you having that on and me wearing the key around my neck is as significant to me as our wedding rings, if not more so.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's a totally different connection, and it's a symbol to me that means a lot. So it might take a while to get to that point, and maybe she never will. It's hard to say.
And just quickly speaking on, you know, you with the whole flogging thing at first.
Oh,
it's
yes.
not until you really had all of the information or really had the perspective that you have now that like you weren't totally on board with that either.
Yes.
So, you know, maybe, you know, your wife doesn't have all the information, or you've not had all the conversations. And I'm not saying like a pleading conversation. I'm like, saying
sitting down one-on-one conversation, yeah, like just open,
like a real open conversation or explaining to her all the, not necessarily just the physical aspects of it, but also what the mental and emotional aspects of that situation is, because it's an all-encompassing kind of thing.
And I think just because she's disinterested right now doesn't mean she will never be interested, because like you said, I mean, looking back, I was very intimidated by flogging and things like that. Mm-hmm. And while I did enjoy, you know, hurting you or hitting you or whatever, you know,
I've called her the Sour Patch Kid.
I am. I totally am. That is a totally accurate name. I will hit you and then I will be nice.
Love on me like I've never been loved.
I mean, it seems like that's a pretty...
I have no complaints.
However, as time went on, as I got more comfortable with, you know, the things and I learned more. I mean, I think we're constantly evolving in this dynamic. Mm-hmm. And while we do have our steps back and we are not perfect, as is no one, I think we just evolve and I get more comfortable with things and I learn and I understand things from a different perspective and understand, and I actually quite enjoy the flogging. I mean, it's probably my favorite thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my take on that.
Yep.
And just kind of the ending of it, he mentions that as a submissive male, I often felt that something was wrong with me.
Mm.
And I felt like you could relate with that. He said, I didn't feel that I was weak or whipped, just wanted a different kind of relationship. And I think, you know, a lot of people struggle with being submissive because they feel like it takes away their masculinity. And I've said this thousands of times as well, that I think submissive men are probably the strongest men I've ever met. I think it takes a very strong man. I could never do it to be submissive. But.
Yeah. And, you know, so what if you're whipped?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I've said before that I actually enjoy that. I actually enjoy that. You know, my life has more to do with bringing you happiness, you know, than to bringing me happiness, right? And then, you know, the byproduct of that is that gives me a happy life, you know? So if you want to call it whipped, whatever, that's fine. You're being a submissive husband, which means you're probably more attentive and you probably pay more attention to the needs of your wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see anything wrong with that.
And I think, too, you know, I think there's the misconception that a masculine man can't be in touch with his emotions. And I don't know that there's anything quite as attractive as a man who is in touch with his emotions. Mm-hmm. So, or a sense of humor. Sense of humor is very important.
I think that more women would appreciate that.
Yeah. And
but that's just, I mean.
And again, that is not all women. Some women don't want a sensitive man, and that's totally fine.
Yep.
I mean, everybody has their own preferences, and human beings are very different creatures.
Right.
I mean, Every body is different. Mm-hmm. Every body, every person, every personality is so different. You have to figure out what works for you and don't be scared to ask for what you want.
Right.
I don't think there's anything wrong with being in touch with your emotions, and I don't think there's anything wrong with choosing to be submissive to your wife. Mm-hmm. And I think you can still be masculine and still be submissive. So, and I don't think that means that anything's wrong with you.
Nope.
I think that just makes you a great human.
It's just how you're wired.
Yep.
It's how I'm wired, how lots of guys are wired, and that's okay.
And being attentive to your wife is a great quality.
Right.
Submissive or not.
Right.
I think that about wraps up everything that I was going to talk about. Thank you so much for the email, listener. I appreciate you. I do love hearing from you, and I would love to hear more.
Yeah. Through the pod page, through your email.
However.
Social media.
Owl, if you want to talk
Owl. If you want to do that, all the things.
Yep.
All the things.
Yep. I think that's it.
It is. We recorded an episode.
Thanks for listening. I appreciate you. Be safe. Be a good human. No video for this podcast.
No.
Because I look like I just woke up. Because I did.
Because we did.
Have a fantastic week. Chat soon. Love you. Mwah. Hey, everyone.
Thank you so much for listening today. I genuinely appreciate your time. If you happen to have any questions, all of my contact information is in the show notes of this and every episode. Don't hesitate to reach out. Also, in the show notes, there is a link to my Patreon, where your support is incredibly appreciated. Patrons have access to advanced and extra content from this and other podcasts that we produce, FLR consulting via messages and video, and input on the production of each podcast. There is also a link to my OnlyFans page. My fans on that platform have access to almost daily posts of photos and videos of me and me torturing my subby, full and sample erotic audios, and other posts. OnlyFans is now the safe place where you can order custom erotic audios, videos, and photos. Mention that you heard it on this podcast for a 10% discount. Most importantly, though, if you have the option to rate and review my podcast on the platform you listen to it on, please do. Good ratings and reviews help boost my podcast in the charts so that more and more people are able to hear what I have to say about the lifestyle. Until next week, be good to yourself and each other.